Hello, everybody. Welcome to When the Kids Go Down. Happy whatever day you're listening to this on. It has, I feel like I always say it's been a week, but that's life. I read, I was going to say I read somewhere, I literally read on Pinterest that August was the Sunday of the summer, and it feels very much like we're on the hangover of a Saturday of July. July, you know, like Saturday night. Or Saturday in general, like so much could happen. You could be at the farmer's market in the morning and then drinking at night and out in the town and then up till 4 a.m. That's what the entire month of July feels like to me. And now it feels like the sun is coming up and I'm starting to realize that it's Sunday. I hope that August isn't Sunday, scary Sunday. I hope it's pajamas on the couch with some waffles and a book Sunday. I don't think I'm talking funny, but if I am, or if I start to, I have a little bit of a fat lip and a little bit of a sore tooth. I thought it was going to fall out. My little child, bedtime is a disaster. I literally like come out looking so exhausted, and my husband, we just have like a laugh because he can hear everything. He tried to do bedtime, and I'm still nursing the littlest one, and we don't have like Mika sleeps with us, so it's an adjustment. We have to, we're getting there, okay? But even like with his own space, he still ends up with us, so it just takes time. But anyway, it's hell sometimes, and I got headbutted last night by the littlest one on accident, of course, but. He was also like trying to, he was like mad, he gets mad and he like swipes at me with his claws or he wanted to headbutt me. Like he wanted to, but he just wasn't expecting himself to be so powerful. So he headbutted my lip and I thought my tooth was gonna fall out. It was so hard. And then obviously like he was upset, so I comforted him, but I could like taste the blood and my tooth is still there, but it's sore. Like the gum is sore. So that's cool. The lip's not, it was busted for like a little bit. And now it's like I woke up and it doesn't really look like anything happened. So I just have like this numbing reminder without the look of it. So no one's actually going to believe me. I had a lovely birthday. Thank you for everyone who wished me a happy birthday. It meant a lot. I just kind of like took it easy. We did whatever I wanted, although it was. I had a wrong outfit choice. I wore too short of a skirt, and it's just like it rides up, and it needs to be on my hips, but it rides up, and the shorts are like too loose under, so it doesn't feel comfortable when it's too low. It feels like I'm wearing like a diaper, like a saggy mini skirt diaper. And when it rides up, I'm in my fucking underwear. Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe I got the wrong size. And that's why. But I was overstimulated all day by it. But it was a very hot day. So I knew that I was going to want something like much shorter, or not shorter, but like, I don't even think I own a pair of shorts. Like, I haven't had shorts since baby number one. So I just, yeah, I don't. Do I not own shorts? I don't own shorts unless they're athletic shorts, but I'm not gonna wear athletic shorts out. So I wore the wrong outfit choice, and we went to the bookstore, and their bathrooms are down again. And of course, my little one has to go to the bathroom, and it's like an emergency because it's not. He was like, I have to. He had to go number the two, and he had to go now, and so. We'd like run to the nearest store and hope that they weren't like buy something. And it was like a disaster. And the other one was just wild. My sweet, sweet husband was like trying to hold down the fort so that I could like look around to the store. He just like had them both in the cafe and they both wanted me, of course. So he was like really trying to like your mom's dead. I'm just kidding. But he was trying to like wrangle them in there and like keep them distracted. And Snacks and Miss Rachel could only work for so long. I suppose he could have read a book to them. I don't know why we didn't think of that, but I feel like Mika would have been more distracted and Beck would have been like, I don't know, probably distracted because Mika's distracted and Mika just wanted me. So it was a lot, but I wanted them. I wanted to like hang out with them and like we had other things to do out together. So like that was just like one of our stops, but it was a lot. And I feel like it would have been like maybe a lot easier if I had worn the right outfit because your outfit can like change your entire day. So, but it was great. And then the whole weekend really felt like my birthday because we did like whatever I wanted. And I got this like giant cactus for Beck because of his dry climate, or sorry, his dry environment being dry kitchens. I didn't buy a fake one and I was looking and like there's like fake ones online for like $200 because they're tall, I guess. Or I don't know. Or maybe they last forever because they're fake. I don't know. I might try going to HomeGoods. I need a new cutting board. I have a plastic cutting board. I know. I didn't realize how much plastic actually got into things when you used them until I saw a video. Ryan sent me a video, so I've been convinced. I have a regular old, like, giant wooden cutting board that I got a long time ago. But when we moved from, we used to live in an apartment together, and then we went from apartment to my mom's house for a little bit. To save up and help her out. And then we came and bought a home. And I have a lot of stuff over there still. So that's one of the things is my cutting board is like in one of the boxes or just like, I don't even know. It might be out and they might have used it and it's just like theirs now. Who knows? So I need to get another wooden cutting board. I got like roasted on TikTok because I was like cutting up some potatoes on my cutting board and, everyone was like too distracted because my cutting board is warped because I put it in the oven when the oven was still hot. And so my cutting board is kind of U-shaped and it's plastic. So, and it moves a lot. And I do not put a cloth underneath when I cut it. I'm very used to it. So, like, it doesn't feel dangerous to me, but apparently it was extremely dangerous looking. So, anyway, we're going to go to HomeGoods and buy a, I meant to say HomeGoods if I didn't say that earlier. We're gonna go to HomeGoods and go buy a cutting board, but I just felt like it was so hot and my outfit was pissing me off, which I could have gone to like the TJ Maxx next door and gotten something else, but I didn't wanna, you don't wanna like shop for like other pants or something. And I could have, I don't know, you just don't wanna shop for pants when it's hot outside. And it's just like on my birthday, I don't wanna feel bad about myself. So I'm not gonna try on a size that says it's my size, but it's not my size. In a TJ Maxx in 100 degree weather on my birthday. So we didn't do that. We didn't do any of that. But we came home and like, you know, I don't know, we had a great time. The kids fell asleep in the car and we went to like go pick up I decided like last minute I was gonna buy a birthday cake. Because like the kids wanna like, it's my birthday. So like, not the kids, but like Mika, our 4-year-old, just like talking about like, if we're gonna have cake and candles. And so I'm like, well, I mean, I guess. So we went out and I decided to go last minute to get a cake that my friend picked up. We ran into the store. We ran into each other at the store and we were talking for a very long time. And then I got chased down and her and her husband bought me my birthday cake. So it was very, very sweet. I very much appreciated that. It was super cute. Then we came home and we had a blast. With cake and wine. I bought some wine I've never tried before and it was pretty good, but I also have been not feeling too great. I don't know. Oh, no, I know what it is. So I had that glass and it was fine, whatever. And then I usually like buy a bottle of wine for the weekend and then I'll have it like Friday night. And well, maybe not always Friday night because my husband will work like Saturdays. So I want to like be able to sleep in with him or whatever. So Saturday night and Sunday night. And then, you know, the bottle's gone. And I had it one night and then I was gonna, like, it's still there because the next day we had these sausages and I'm so glad that I didn't like eat them on my birthday because I apparently they do not sit well with me. They're just like a beef sausage, but I don't know if it's like, I don't really do beef a lot and it's a lot of sodium. I don't know. And like, it just hit me so hard and I was just like instantly like sick, like I'm gonna throw up and I couldn't like I really didn't know like what happened. And it's so funny because like the first thing even my son asked me, like Mika, my 4-year-old will ask me like, what did you eat? And it's because of his whole like dilemma with the paramedics thing that happened last week. He wants to ask, like, I told him like he needs to chew his food more because I feel like he overate and like his noodles were like pretty whole and he doesn't like, he like inhales his food a lot. And so I felt like that made him nauseous and we were talking about that, whatever. So anytime that I'm like feeling a little under like sick now, he's like, you didn't chew your food. But he like asked me, he's like, what did you eat? And this is my 4-year-old asking me like what I ate. So I'm like, my tummy hurts. And I'm like, okay, doctor. But I don't know. Like, if you ask me like, well, what's different? Like, what did you do different? Would you eat anything different? Yeah. Every fucking day. Every day is different. Monday, Tuesday, every day. I don't eat the same breakfast. I eat at the same times. The only thing that's like consistent is I have electrolytes, not the same flavor every day either. So I have electrolytes and I have a lot of water and I don't even take my vitamins. I always forget. I have like 2 subscriptions backed up on my vitamins because I keep forgetting to take them. And my supplements are like all over the place on what's running out and what isn't because I always forget. So like, I don't know. And my coffee, like I literally decide in the moment if I want a syrup or not. And I always get something different or I don't. And then I forget which one it was. I don't know. So like, no, my day to day is like, I can't tell you. Like, did you do something different? Yes, I do something different every day. I don't have a structured meal any day or anything structured to drink any day. So maybe I should work on that because I could figure out like what makes me sick and what doesn't. Because at this point, I'm just eating the scraps. I'm eating whatever I can find whenever I can find it. And that's probably just being a mom. All right, let's jump right into a weekly report. So ours reading. Love Hypothesis, finally, because I thought I was reading that and I wasn't, whatever. I have Allie Hazelwood and Abby Jimenez mixed up facially, and I don't know what that is. Allie Hazelwood is a neuroscientist. It's so she is a STEM girly because I said like she may be because the research was so in depth on love theoretically, like it was so much, so long. And I felt like, you know, I went to school, like it was so like it was a lot of science. And that makes sense now. I want to learn like everything I can about this lady. I love her writing. Love Hypothesis. I think even more that Lily is going to be like the perfect Olive. And I loved this book. I give it 5 stars. The writing, the story, the guy, the girl, all of it was amazing. All of it was amazing. I love it so much. And I can't find a paperback to save my life right now. They're all like everywhere I go, I am finding sprayed edged hardcovers. And I just don't want a hardcover in this one. It's like it's smaller, you know. And I don't like a small hardcover. If it's a hardcover, I want it to be like bigger. Duh. I don't know. It's opposite of small. So, and the sprayed edge is just like not my, this one's not my thing. Like it's like this pink with, I don't know. It's just not my favorite. So looking for a paperback, but of course, as soon as the movie like casting was like released or not released, but like announced, all the paperbacks were gone. And then Barnes & Noble had their like, one buy one get one half off for the romance novels, so they're gone. And I went like the other week and there were like 7 and then all this got announced and whatever, and so they're all gone now. So I'll go back and I'll get one later, but I loved it. I don't really know what to say about it, but I feel like everyone should read it. And I'm like super excited to read more of her books because I'm all done with Emily Henry. And I don't know what I'm going to do as far as my romance novels. Now, following on the spooky, haunted summer vibe, I am reading Rose of Jericho by Alex Grecian. So it is Southern, and I love that aspect. It's also like, it's dated. Like, it's like, I'm trying to remember when, but obviously it's like more Southern time stuff. Like, it really is reminding me of like Django Unchained or whatever, So yeah, I really don't know. I don't want to like give any spoilers away. But everything kind of like happens pretty quickly, and it like I feel like I can spoil a little bit just because it does kind of say what's happening in the first like I don't know, few chapters of the book. But I don't want to give anything away. So go into it blind. I am obsessed with like the writing style already, and I'm into it. I'm very into it. I don't know. I sometimes like when I delve into like something a little different, I like the book that I picked up where I immediately just like wanted to throw it away because it started talking about a fucking vulture and descriptions of birds or whatever, and I was like so turned off by it. I don't know, I just need to read like a few pages of a book to actually like figure out if I want to like it or if I want to read it or not. And like I feel like most of us do that, but I tend to like pick things up and just like purchase them. I can't remember a time where like I'm trying to remember back when I was like reading before kids and how I would just like go and buy whatever I wanted and like read it through. And I, because right now where I'm at is like I feel like I go and if it has like if it's like below 4 stars, then I don't want to read it. And I'm like, why? The ratings are different from Goodreads and Audible. And so, like, I'm like, why do I do this? Where if it's like below 4 stars, I like don't even give it a chance. And looking at everyone's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1s or whatever, like their 5-star reads, or people are doing like their 6-star reads and their 5-star reads. Some of my favorite books are on people's like 3-star reads. And some of the books I hated are on people's like 5-star reads. So I don't know why I have to like look at these ratings as Bible and like not pick up a book when I used to have like no cares before any of this. And I would just pick up a book and I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't look up the ratings. I wouldn't look up anything. I didn't even have a phone, you know, in high school. I just like went to, I just like got, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a phone for a very long time. So it was just like more dangerous. I don't know. My parents were like, if she has a phone, and we didn't have like, so Instagram didn't even come out until I was like a senior. And so I don't understand. But anyway, I just like didn't have a phone, and I would go to the bookstore and I would hang out with my aunt, and then we would like call from her phone, which was always dead, for our grandpa to like come pick us up. And we would just get dropped off at the bookstore for like hours. But I would always just like buy a book or two or whatever. And I'm like, maybe it's because books were like not as expensive back then. And another thing is like I would always buy classics because classics were always so cheap. They're like $7, you know, maybe even less. So that's probably why. I would also like buy poetry because poetry books I would buy like, you know, they're like, I swear I bought poetry books for like $5. So if a book was like $15, I was like, what are they fucking rich? Like, who do they think I am? And now that's like the baseline for books. So anyway, maybe that's why, is because I had like nothing to like, it was low risk, you know? So I would just like go in. If I didn't like the book, then I could just like not like the book and like give it away or something. Whereas now I'm like, I have like little time, little money for books. Everything feels so sparse. So I'm like really trying to enjoy every moment of my life right now. But I think that like if I don't like the book, then like maybe I can just not read the book, you know? So anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'll just like need to shut out all other. I just need to not take Goodreads with me. I need to not scan when I'm book shopping. But I also need time to bookshop. So maybe I'll just like plan a date by myself or with my husband to go and have the time to like actually read a few chapters or like skim a book before purchasing the book. And hopefully that'll like, maybe I can make my own decision without needing Goodreads. So anyway, eating. I don't know, because I eat everything different on every other day. I don't know. I have been like thinking of going to, I've been to macaroni salad. I mean, that's like a summer food. I like the book I'm talking about, they make cucumber salad. No, that's a lie. They make cucumber sandwiches. And my brother made me, well, he didn't make it for me, but he made them. Cucumber sandwiches like a few weeks ago in the beginning of July. Maybe, I don't know, and they were, July was like a long ass fucking month. But anyway, they were delicious. Also, real quick, going back to reading, I thought July was going to be the month of like 12 books. And I swear to God, I've read like 2 books this July. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe I can finish this book by the end of the day and then we can have a 3 book July, but probably not. Okay, back to eating again. Something that is very simple to make, but probably not very cost effective. Maybe, I don't know. Is I buy this like pre-made, I know it's sous vide, whatever, chicken. It's the Kevin's. It's like Kevin's. They make this sauce and then you can buy the package of the chicken like already made and then you get the sauce, like the sauce is in there and then you just throw it on the fucking pan and make your rice or your veggies or whatever and have that with it. It's like $20, right? And it feeds like 3 of us. And I always buy 2 and then we have leftovers but that's like, oh, sorry, it's $10, not $20. That would be insane. I just like did the math in my, $40, 2 plus 2. but anyway, I just, it's too much. It's too little. So, but it comes out like, let's say $20, $5 per person. And then like, rice, you know, I'm not even gonna do the fucking math on rice. When I watch people do meal prep shit and they're like, if you like, they buy a $2 bag of rice and then they're like, that's 5 cents per day. Like, I don't, at that point, it's free, you know? So, like, I don't really care, but like, I don't know how much that is. So, let's say like, that's like $5 for us each. Like, that's not bad, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to like budget dinner and stuff. And understand, like, what is, I don't know. Like, fuck, dude, how am I supposed to feed 4 people? Like, I don't even know, like, what the appropriate, I feel like I just wasn't, I don't know. Like, growing up, we ate, like, rice and beans and some form of corn tortilla with some form of sauce, with some form of meat, right? Or no meat and just cheese. I don't know. That's, like, what I ate. And so now, I'm, like, how do I diversify our food? But like, I mean, honestly, if it was up to Ryan, like we would eat that every day still. But like, I'm trying to make more food. And also like, I don't know how much food costs or is supposed to cost. And I remember like we used to, when we were trying to venture out into like different things and not get burnt out on food, we used to do like HelloFresh when we lived in the apartment. And so I'm like, is that worth it? Or is that like too much? I don't know, you know? And like, I saw something, like I was trying to like figure it out. And it was like, that comes out to like, that's 50 pounds. It was like $5, you know, for a family of 4. So I was like, okay, I have $5 each or something. And I was like, so if I go to the store and I buy grocery, like how much am I actually spending when I like do the math? Which like, I probably spend like $20 each on per person on berries alone. So I don't know. Food confuses me. Budgeting for food, making food, waste of food. It all like, it's all very confusing. Are subscriptions overpriced? Do they like, how much are you actually like paying for the convenience? And then how convenient is it? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Food is confusing. And that's why I don't eat very randomly. And my children eat all the time. So I don't know. I don't know. They eat carrots and they eat veggies. Or sorry, not veggies. Well, I mean, they eat veggies, but like not just like for snacks all the time. They like cucumbers. But they eat like carrots and cucumbers and berries all day. And like I make sandwiches. They love sandwiches and cheese and applesauce. And like they're just like, they constantly have snacks and then they eat rice and chicken and then I eat the scraps. So there's your E, eating. P, playing, lots of meditation. I like affirming meditations for when I do like a guided meditation. So I've been looking up just like a bunch on my Spotify. And then I go through like, I remember voice used to be like a really big deal for me. Like if I didn't like someone's voice, then I couldn't like jive with it. And now I kind of like focus more on what the affirmations are. So if they're affirmations that I feel like I already have affirmed for myself, then I don't really like care to like repeat them because I already know these things to be true, you know? So I look for affirmations that like I need to remind myself. I need to like actually take in. And so like I've been going through like my Spotify. It's been like so many just like different. I've been like searching the what I actually like surf the web, you know? I've been surfing the Spotify database for the best affirmation meditations. But besides that, this is such an August vibe as well, is I was listening to kids, like the Stranger Thing kids audio, music, whatever, and another song called Walking in Hopkins, obviously Hopkins, Indiana from Stranger Things. That music, and then it's like a Stranger Things like official like playlist, whatever. It's like 80s mall music and then like 80s like David Bowie and just like da -na, -na, na. I can't, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Because I can't think of it right now because I'm trying to think. I'm trying to talk, sorry. So I was listening to all this like music, and then it was a spooky background music of like Stranger Things while Beck napped in the car. So this was like the perfect vibe. It was just like the perfect time. So sometimes you're like in these moments where you're like, oh, like you make a core memory or you want to like live in this moment forever, and you're lucky enough to realize it in that moment. This is one of those moments. So we're driving around listening to like this 80s playlist and like also Stranger Things like vibed music with the windows down, like partially my window and Mika's window. No, just Mika's window because he, I don't know, I think so. Just Mika's window. And then Beck was asleep in the back, and we were driving through the alleys of like I live in like a nice neighborhood, but like surrounding me are like some nicer houses. And so we drove through the alleys of this nice neighborhood, with like clean alleys, and like some people have like their workshop stuff in the back, whatever. What I've come to find is that like a lot of people who have a lot of money are self-employed and they own some kind of business. Like, well, self-employed owned business, that's like the same thing. But I mean, like, they're typically home a lot and you can see like they have like something from their business in their alley, which is like, sorry if that's, I'm like being nosy, but also like, I like, it's fun. Okay. So don't call the cops on me if you see me driving down your alley. Listening to a spooky playlist with two kids. Maybe the two kids like helps, but it's such a vibe. Going down, like, and I'm kind of nervous because people know me here. You know, they know me. They see me on my walk every morning. They see us trick-or-treating. I'm safe, but I'm kind of like, if I go do this in another rich like neighborhood, am I gonna get like, are they gonna call the cops on me? And then the cops pull up and then they listen to like David Bowie. And my kids are asleep in the back, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm having a summertime vibe. What are you doing to me?" You know? So who knows? But I recommend that you do it if you don't get caught or if no one calls the cops on you, because it is such a vibe, okay? It's such a vibe. So that's what we've been playing. Literally, like that's a play thing. And I mean, I also thought like it would be cool. The walking around Hopkins one, it gets kind of spooky, you know? So I thought like to take I was like, should I should take an edible and listen to this and go on a nighttime walk. That would be lots of fun in the summer heat, which is not that hot at summer. It's like nice summer night and it's August, you know? So it's not like crazy. And this summer hasn't been like super, super hot. So that's a vibe. Okay. So yeah, playing on both ends of like being playful and music. What am I doing? Or obsessing? What have I been obsessing with? Obviously, like having a spooky summer. Duh. I've been obsessing over like inner child healing of like how can we make everything like so fun? And you know what the secret is for instant like happy summer? Which look, if you want to have a good summer or you want to be like a little bit of a kid, some wheels of some sort, skateboard, rollerblades. Roller skates, a longboard. I'm trying to think of other wheels, and I like literally a bike, some sort of wheels, and a scooter. Sorry, still thinking of wheels. Lemonade, something lemony, right? Something fresh, citrusy, refreshing, and water. That is the trio of a good summer. And it's like those three right there. And that combination right there is the same as a child's laughter. So that combination, if you were to put it in a Powerpuff Girl colander, then children's laughter would come out of that. So that's what we've been trying to do. Any drink that has lemon in it, we've been picking up, trying new stuff, like as far as our sparkling waters or like additives, but electrolytes or those little squeeze things. I usually just get the ones with stevia, stir, that's what they're called. Anything lemon based, any lemonade of any sort, that. And my kiddo's been obsessing over tech decks. That's like his new thing, is tech decks and skateboards. And that's been healing my inner child because I was a little skater kid. So, and my husband is also like getting back into skateboarding. And so it's just been, just get some wheels and go outside and play in the water and drink some lemonade, and children laughing will disappear. It's the best. So that's what I've been obsessing over, is just like those three items being literally the best feeling and sound in the world. Recommending. Yeah, there is another R, and it's recommending. Okay, what am I going to recommend? Obviously, I just recommended a whole bunch of things to you. I do want to say, like, I recommend this book, because this book is like already so good. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I think it's perfect for like the vibe. I mean, yeah, it's perfect for the vibe of right now. I'm going to recommend that we treat August like a Sunday. Like every day is a Sunday. So don't take August too seriously. And if you start to feel anxious, it's just Sunday scaries. It's just the August scaries. So not a big deal. Just tell yourself that. You're starting to feel anxiety randomly in August. It's not real. It's just August scaries. That happens. You'll feel better in the fall, which it practically is. We're like, it's dead of summer. It's the death of summer and like the revival of fall. And that could be a beautiful thing. We could be ending things and looking forward to what's happening. And we're in the in-between, but the in-between, the upside down, could be lots and lots of fun. So if anything starts to stress you out in August, it's just the August scaries. And it's not a big deal. It's not real. It's not anything that you can't handle and haven't been through. You've been through many August in your life. So that's my recommendation. It's just August scaries. Just tell yourself that anytime that you're starting to feel like overwhelmed because you feel stuck in August. Tea treating. Fuck, what have I not been treating myself to? I swear to God, my bank account, my savings account is like, stop. And I'm always like, money comes back. And then it's crying for me to stop. So I need to stop treating. But it was also just my birthday and I kind of did whatever I wanted. And that's why I got a cactus and I still have a gift card. I have $50 at Barnes & Noble to just like go ham. And suddenly I have never read a book in my life and don't know what to purchase. So, because it feels so heavy. Like, if I feel like someone gave me like a golden, like a doubloon, and now it's heavy in my hands. And if I were to like turn this huge golden coin in for like, I don't know, a book that is 2 stars, then they're going to look at me and be like, wow, you spent your gold on that. But obviously, like, that's not how I need to look at it. But also, like, who's to say it's 2 stars, you know? Because I saw someone put 2 stars of, or 3 stars. Hold on. I'm trying to remember what book it was. That, like, I was like, actually, like, that's diabolical. You need to stop giving recommendations in this very moment. It was Happy Place. It was Happy Place by Emily Henry. And it was on a 3-star read or something. And then I don't even remember if this is the same one, but like one of their 5-star reads was a terrible book. And so I won't say what it is because I don't remember, but I just know that I shouldn't take everything on Goodreads to Bible. So that's where we're at. Okay. That's the report. That's the week. I'm sorry that this is so late. It's been a hell of a hangover. It's been one of those Saturday Julys that I've been up from 6 a.m. until the following 6 a.m. So I'm going to relax into August, and I hope you can too. And I will see you back then. Okay, bye.